gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined online by ring announcer for Pro Wrestling Freedom and booker and head of talent for Bandit Wrestling, Kevin Cordell. How are you doing, Stephen? Kevin?
Doing great, my friend. How are you?
I'm really good. So thank you for joining me this evening.
Pleasure's all mine. Trust me on this one.
It's probably the hottest heat wave in British history at the moment. It's like... It's into the 30s here, so I'm just hot and bothered.
You know, I thought I was used to heat, and yeah. You know, I moved to Kentucky here about 5 years ago, but it gets 95 here in Kentucky, which is like a heat index of about 115.
Yeah,
you just don't leave the house.
No, I'm not used to it.
No, it's horrible.
Right, so Kevin has joined us to discuss his upcoming Bandits. The heavier they are, the harder they fall, on August 2nd. Yeah. So before we get into Bandit Wrestling, I just want to ask you a few questions about how you got into wrestling and some of the roles you performed. So did you get into the business to be an announcer?
I got into the business by accident. And to be honest, I've been a lifelong fan since I was 8. And when I moved to Kentucky about 4 or 5 years ago, I went online because, you know, this is the home of Ohio Valley Wrestling.
Yeah.
In Louisville, Kentucky. And, you know, God, they hadn't been part of WWE at that point in about 12 years, and I wanted to see what was going on before I moved here. And the first match I saw, there was this really tall, 7-foot guy in this ridiculously like dressed, a chick with a hula hoop, and this 5'7" guy that comes out. And it just looked like the most horrible thing ever. And I went to turn it off.
Yeah.
And then the gentleman started wrestling. And the gentleman's name is Chris Silvio.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah.
Everyone in British wrestling knows, obviously. He's been on NXT and Impact and all that. And I was hooked. Chris was an amazing talent. So when I moved to Louisville, I had messaged him and was going to go to OVW one time to kind of bucket list thing. I can say I've been to Ohio Valley Wrestling. One time turned into 2 years later, every week, a podcast. We were getting about 1,000 feed hits a week.
Wow.
On iTunes. And a phone call one day from Randy Royal going, "Kid, get your ass to the TV tonight." Randy, I'm not going to go. Wife doesn't want to go. We're going to miss tonight. He goes, "No, you're working."
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm working? Well, you're ringing out, sir.
Wow.
Okay. So that kind of started the quick ascension into pro wrestling. And I became a ring announcer for Ohio Valley Wrestling for about a year and a half.
Yeah. Did you ever have any ambitions of becoming a wrestler?
No, well, you know, I think everybody would love to.
Yeah.
I'm 5'11" and 135 pounds. I'm not a stupid man. I'm not going to get broken. You know?
Was there an announcing style you wanted to mold? Was there an announcer you wanted to mold your style around when you started?
Oh, great question. You know, there's many great announcers out there when it comes to ring announcing and obviously doing commentary. My thing was, I had a great mentor and a gentleman by the name of Ron Head, who a lot of people don't know, but it was a company out of California called XPW that was one of the very first early independent companies after ECW closed.
Yeah.
And Ron was the actual head commentator for XPW before he moved to Louisville to join on with Ohio Valley Wrestling. And me and Ron would talk forever, like daily, about it. And, you know, I grew up with guys like Gary Hart.
Yeah.
from World Class, who was one of my favorites. And, you know, we would talk about the guys that we enjoy. And for me, you know, especially when it comes to ring announcing, your voice frames the picture for the story being told. And what I mean by that is the crowd should know who to cheer for, who's that baby face before they come to the ring,
yeah,
and who's that dastardly heel that you need to boo as soon as he comes out of the ring apron. And if I did that, I knew I nailed it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it can ruin a brilliant match having bad commentary on it. So
you would use your voice.
Yeah.
And if it was a baby face, and he'd be the ultimate giant, da-da-da! And if it's a heel, he is the psychedelic superstar, Chris Sylvia! And I would go into a deep bass, letting fans know, hey, boo this guy, he's horrible.
Did you ever have a piece prepared to entertain the crowd in case anything didn't go to plan?
Well, you know, that's the fun part. You know, because I did podcasting, I kind of got the nickname the smartass because I didn't know how to shut up. So it was pretty easy for me just to go off the cuff, and I can make a fool of myself for a little bit of time if we needed some time.
And then you moved into commentary. Was it at OVW? That's when you went into commentary.
I did my first commentary at OVW, yes. And then I got a phone call from Jimmy Felcher, who was looking for a commentator for Pro Wrestling Freedom, which you can see on the High Spots Network. And he wanted something different. And we talked about it for a while. And I wanted to do commentary much more than I wanted to do ring announcing.
Yeah.
And you know, he asked me who my influences were, this and such, and he brought up guys like Mr. Hart or you know, Bobby the Brain Heenan. And what I mean by that is when you're doing color, you know, being that just over-the-top heel in comedy and kind of like what Corey Graves would do today.
Yeah.
You know, in a modern-day way. And, you know, the Colt Cabana does, I think, a great job at Ring of Honor right now, and I got to give a shout out to Steve Corino, who was a huge influence. I thought his stuff with Kevin Kelly in Ring of Honor for that 5-year span was absolutely amazing. But Steve Corino, whether he was putting down that baby face or cheering Adam Cole baby, was always entertaining.
Yeah,
definitely. And that's kind of what I wanted to do. So that's where it kind of went.
So, what are some of the most memorable matches you've announced or commentated on?
Oh, geez. Some of my favorites. I was privileged enough to, one of my first commentary gigs, I got to do a benefit show for Matt Capitelli, who obviously, one of the winners of the very first Tough Enough.
And yeah.
We know that we just lost about 3 weeks ago to brain cancer. A wonderful human being. I remember the main event that night being Rocco Bellagio versus Robbie Walker in front of about 500 people.
Yeah.
And the energy that night from Matt Capitelli, that's something I will never forget. I have to throw in there Chris Silvio versus Tyler Matrix. I quit from Pro Wrestling Freedom, which was a complete honor. Call to this day in one of my favorite matches of the past year, by far. Regardless of company, those two guys are amazing. And you know, Chris, if you're listening to this, I know he's training in Italy right now, and for the summer, and helping get that next generation of European wrestlers ready. We love you, Chris. Can't wait to get you back in the U.S. My friend.
Yeah, Chris seems to talk quite a bit over the U.K., but I've not had a chance to see him yet.
He's, you know, there's a reason why he's been in Ring of Honor, why he's been in Impact, why he's been in NXT. He is an absolutely amazing talent and even a better human being.
Hey guys, this is the Project Thomas Brewington, and you are listening to the Broken But Glorious Podcast.
So as we've mentioned, you're involved with Tennessee-based promotion Bandit Wrestling. Could you give us a bit of history about the promotion and what makes a difference
or
promotions?
Or... Sure, because this is the fun part to me.
Yeah.
You know, Devin Driscoll was a gentleman that at one time was under WWE developmental.
Yeah.
And didn't quite work out. And he had started a company called Southern Underground Wrestling about a year and a half ago. And he had asked me, we were friends, and Devin's, again, one of those, again, amazing human beings. He had asked me to come down and ring announce. And I did. And we had started talking, and he's like, would you help me put together two matches on my next show? I said, sure, sure. And this was just a kind of a side project. Well, I mean, Devin's a very busy guy, beautiful child and family, mm-hmm. Runs a training facility called D1 Training Facilities in Knoxville, Tennessee. Obviously wrestles all over right now, especially with Booker T and Reality of Wrestling, which you can also catch on Fight Network. And we had, you know, Southern Underground Wrestling. So I had never booked. So I booked two matches that show.
Yeah.
And one of those matches being Tyler Matrix versus Trey McQuell. Who has been on Impact this year. He's also been on MLW. Amazing talent, all of his own. And they tore it down for 12 minutes. And I remember Devin looking at me afterwards. He had never met Trey. And he was like, my God, I have to follow that? And after that, I started looking about 50% of the show.
Yeah.
Then I started looking about 80% of the show. And, you know, we were running every month or every other month. And you know, it was great. We had changed the name to Bandit Wrestling, which was homage to a friend of Evans. Bandit Lighting is probably the biggest lighting company in the world today. Mm-hmm. If you watched the Grammys, that's Bandit Lighting. If you watched WWE during the Attitude Era, that's all Bandit Lighting. If you go see Garth Brooks on tour, that's Bandit Lighting. If you go to Las Vegas, if it's a big show, it's Bandit Lighting. He has a unique relationship with her owner, kind of a father figure-like, and we loved the name, so we had switched the name of the company to Bandit, and we were doing well. We were growing, we were learning, but, you know, it was kind of it was a side project. Well, this year we had a show in February with a company called NGW,
yeah,
called Turf Wars in Knoxville. That was on the High Spots Network. And they booked five matches. We booked five matches. And it ended up being the number one show on High Spots for about 2 weeks straight.
Oh, wow.
And we had everyone from Jeff Cobb, Shane Strickland, Matt Cross, OVE,
wow.
The boys from Ring of Honor, and then some of the top young talent in the world today. Ace Austin, who was just on 205 Live last night, was on the show. It was one of those nights. It was magical and very, very special. Joey Ryan was there that evening. And we, you know, everyone killed it. Well, the following show, we went from our biggest show to about, that show was 400 people. And that was probably our biggest show yet. The next show, we drew 700. And it was all just us. And with an amazing main event with Abyss and Ethan Page, both from obviously Impact Wrestling, were on the show. And we knew we had something. And then Jeff Jarrett gives us a call. And next thing you know, we signed the contract, and a year and a half later, here we are. And we're producing our first IPPV on Fight August 2nd. The heavier they are, the harder they fall. And we're really proud to say that this is a heavyweight tournament. What we mean by that is you have to weigh in at 240 or you don't get in the tournament.
Wow, that's big.
And one thing about Bandit is we do things Bandit style, which means if we give you a name of a show, it's not just a name. That is what that show's going to be.
Yeah.
This is a heavyweight tournament. You're getting heavyweights and some of the best up-and-coming heavyweights in the U.S. today. You know, Daniel Leeds just worked as an extra last night for WWE on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. If you watched the Gargano-Ciampa fight at the last takeover, remember the gentleman that Mr. Gargano – had to smack out of the way to get to Ciampa.
Yeah.
That's Daniel Leeds,
right.
The man tomorrow, who you will probably see very soon within the next year in NXT. You know, again, Devin Driscoll, Ethan Page, Shizuri Erie, one of the top Japanese stars in NOAH. You know, it's just an abundance of killer heavyweights, Brent Eisen, Uncle Biff, guys you have not heard of, but you will very, very soon. And again, we're doing it Bandit style, meaning that it is a heavyweight tournament. If I told you we were going to have a disco show, we would have a huge crystal ball over the ring, lights hitting, and dancers all night long.
240 is huge for wrestlers these days.
We're actually producing a show later on. Should I stay or should I go?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, the Clash song, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that means every person that loses their match that evening gets kicked out of Bandit for 90 days.
Wow.
We do things Bandit style. Our way. It's not just the name.
Yeah.
Ooh, summer heat wave. No. We're going to give you a concept. We're going to run with that concept, and you're going to get something unique every single time you tune in to watch what we do.
So,
and we're proud of that.
So when you bring in these bigger names from the indies, do you get them in to put over the Tennessee-based local?
Well, okay, I'm going to be very, very honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, since you're going to ask that kind of question, no.
No.
And what I mean by that is the guys that are the bigger indie names that are in our company,
yeah,
with the exception of one, have been in our company since day one.
Wow.
If you look back when we were Southern Underground Pro, we had Ethan Page. We had WWE NXT star Donovan Dijak, JT Dunn, Dave and Jake Christ, Abyss. They've always been part of Bandit. They're as much of Bandit as anybody else. So I don't consider, like, a separation between them and our younger talent. You know, we've had MLW star Fred Yehi on the show on multiple occasions.
Mm.
Again, Ace Austin, Byron Reed, who was on Ring of Honor television this year. And is blowing it up everywhere. He just made his MLW debut. These guys have always been part of Bandit. We don't consider it Tennessee guys and indie guys.
No.
We are Bandit. It's one team altogether.
Wait, so how do you decide? When you bring a big name in, who's going to wrestle them?
Well, I mean, as a booker, as someone who's together matches, I always look for, my job is to put you in a position to succeed.
Yeah.
And have the best match humanly possible. So I'm going to match up talent level wise. Just because someone's had opportunities and has busted their rear end to build a name doesn't mean that X guy next to them isn't just as talented.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they haven't just had those opportunities yet. Maybe this is their opportunity to get that name. So I look at it that way. I look at what are two guys that are going to go in and tear the house down. And when you ask about what guys to bring in, well, you know, we want Bandit guys. We're very proud of our locker room. It's a no politics, no BS, very supportive locker room. You have some of the best trainers in the world in our locker room. We've had guys like Dr. Tom Pritchard, Glenn Jacobs.
Wow.
We've had, again, Dave Christ. The OI4K Academy is one of the top training schools in the world right now. You know, this upcoming show, we have Bob Evans from Ring of Honor, who's one of the head scouts for Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
When you have that Abyss, obviously, who's been in personnel at Impact for years, when you have those type of guys and those type of leadership in your locker room, it's a very supportive and fun locker room. These guys are there to help you get better, to help you grow, to have great matches with a positive attitude. And that's always a plus.
Right, so if you could put together like a three-match dream Bandit wrestling card with one women's match, one tag match, and one main event, which matches would you choose?
Oh, jeez. Just make it difficult for me. I'm a big fan of Jessica Havoc.
Yeah.
I think she's absolutely amazing. So I would probably say a Jessica Havoc match against... Oh, God. Let's just go Soo Young.
Yeah,
have
no,
some fun
amazing.
With it.
Yeah.
You said one tag match.
One tag match.
You know, I really feel like the Gymnasty Boys are one of the hottest tag teams If you have not heard them, trust me, you will really soon. They've debuted in Canada. Yeah. They've just done Mexico. They're all over. I absolutely are entertained by them. So I would say the Gym Nasty Boys against... There are so many good tag teams out there right now. This is tough. I've seen them go to war. You know what? I would love to see them against the Pro Wrestling Guerrilla Tag Team Champions, Desmond Xavier and Zachary Wentz.
Wow. That would be great.
That would be insane. And just for one singles match, you know, I don't know if there's a better wrestler in the world today. And I'd say not signed. Obviously, he is signed. But you have to say it's Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
And, you know, though he's signed, I'm going to say I can steal him for one night at the Bandit. So we're going to use Pete Dunne. And, gosh, who would I put against Pete Dunne? My lord. It hasn't been done already. God, he's wrestled so many great matches. Jeez. I'm really struggling with this one.
It's your main event. You can have as many people in as you want. So.
I know. But, you know, Pete said it's just that kind of guy that you want to put in there with the best of the best of the best. And you did you just see his match against Walter?
No, I've heard about it, though.
Oh, Jesus. Those guys were insane. So you watched that match. This is why it's so difficult. Mm. You know... We've seen Devin Driscoll against Jeff Cobb. We've seen him against Abyss. We've seen him against Ethan Page. Why not?
Why not?
Let's just book it. Yeah, heavyweight versus the complete athlete versus the bruiser.
Wow.
I love it. Pete Dunne, Devin Driscoll, go for it.
Brilliant. So remind us where people can see the heavier they are, the harder they fall.
It should be on about 48 hours after August 2nd on Fight TV. You'll be able to order it right from there. And then what we'll be doing at that point, we'll be putting out weekly content leading into our IPPVs in October and December. And like I said, this is obviously a huge step for a small company. But we're really excited. You're going to get something that is not only unique, but I can tell you that we're going to go out of our way to bring you the best talent you haven't seen yet. And we're going to go out of our way to bring you a Fight Club 8-mile competitive show that, you know, is going to leave you speechless. And that is something that we are extremely proud of.
Sounds amazing. I'm thinking about ordering it now.
Well, I tell you what, we've got a lot of surprises that evening. Mm. Obviously, we have our open challenge with Tough Guys Inc., which tag team is going to come up to them. One of the unsung middleweights, yeah. Teddy King, who loves to run his mouth, and he has something to say to the Bandit Universe. God knows what that little midget has to say. Again, you will be highly entertained. We have one of the best announced teams. I'll put our announced team against anybody.
Yeah.
When you talk about the former voice of CZW, the voice of Wrestling Revolver, Phil Stamper, with the smartass myself on commentary, you know, I'll put that team up against anybody. Phil's absolutely amazing and one of the best out there today. I'm not too shabby, so hopefully I'll be able to hang. And, again, it's going to be a night. I feel like you can just give it one shot, and after that you'll be hooked, because, like I said, the talent speaks for itself.
Yeah, so before we go, do you want to promote your social media for Bandit Wrestling and yourself? Or?
Oh, sure. You can find me at Kevin Cordell on Facebook, Kevin Cordell on Twitter. Those are the two easiest ways to find me. Bandit Wrestling is the same way. The only thing on Twitter, the E in Bandit is actually a 3, but please hit us up, look us up. And, you know, I love this. I grew up, you know, I'm 42. At 8 years old, I fell in love with wrestling.
Yeah.
And one of the very first gentlemen I got to watch was gentleman Chris Adams. And to think that here I am at 42 and to watch the British Sheen blow up the way it has.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
And I've always been a huge Nigel McGuinness fan and a big fan of the, you know, the British catch can style. And watching how the Americanized version and the British Sheen have combined, this is really a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And amazing. I never thought we would see it, but now that it's here, it's just an amazing, amazing thing.
Well, I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future if you want to come on.
Any time, man. You just let us know and the smartass will be glad to come on and run his mouth a little bit.
Brilliant, thank you.